Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh, I've got all my wrenches here today. Got to fix a lot of things here this last week. I mean, from hood latches not working, you can't get your hood open, to my tail light is not blinking. It's on again, and it's off again, and it's on again, and it's off again. I have no idea what's wrong, Mark. We fixed it with a big sledgehammer. No, I'd never do that. I bet you sometimes have wanted to do that with your engine light, though, huh, folks? Welcome to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to be with you here this week, again, as we've been with you since 1992. Today on Auto World, we've got, I've got a massive collection of General Motors products, old ones that are going to be for sale. I want to direct you to what and where that is happening. You might be interested in that. And then, again, I have for you, what happened in this month that went vertical? Have a recall for you, Ford. Listen up, you own a Ford. Unattended braking? Yep. And this one, this little one, is switching over with $3.7 billion behind it. At the end of the program, a word with Mark. So let's get right to it. Oh, I'm looking forward to your emails, absolutely. Phone number since 1992 is 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, I get going so fast that sometimes you got to just, they call me Motor Mouth Mark. That's okay. You can go to my website, Auto World Media. Take a look. The phone number's there. The email's there. The podcast is there. If you want to hit that red tab, the podcast is there, and you can listen to whatever hour, minute, second you want to listen to. Go back in time. That's what it's about. Every hour on Auto World here since 1992 is different, and that means that we've got content, news, fun, trivia. Your emails are different. We're going to go into the email bag one time for sure this hour of Auto World, and hopefully this email, when I reach in that email bag and pull it up, we have sitting in for Eddie, the engine emailer, that takes care of your emails through the week, folks. If you have an email and you need problem, you have a problem or a challenge or a question right now you want answered, put 911 on it. My email gentleman, he's there to take care of it. His name is, say hi to him when you email, Eddie, the engine emailer. He's, of course, got the week off, but sitting in for him, my customer care expert, who cares, Willie, is sitting. Hey, Willie, high five, brother. There you go. Thank you. A little late, but we got it. Okay, he's sitting in there, so when he sounds that bugle horn, we're going to go into the email bank. Who cares, Willie? PR. He does good PR. Anyway. Of course, my makeup artist, though, Lion Lucy, she's always telling me I'm looking good. She likes that makeup on me anyway. Why do I need makeup? I'm on the radio. Looking forward to your emails. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. 855-660-4261. Now, right off the bat, let's do trivia. In 1942, national speed limit is reduced to 35 mph, mile per hour, that is. That's right. In 1942, the national speed limit is reduced to 35 miles an hour to help conserve fuel. I would say back in 1943, there was a lot of carburetors and no fuel injection. Fuel injection came out on that Chevrolet Corvette, what, 1953? Oh, yeah. So we're all driving around with no carburetors today. Some of you might have a carburetor or a quadriflush, as we used to call the quadrajet that's on the General Motors products. You'll want to listen to the first hour this week of Auto World, because on the first hour I talked about the number that that person could be flushing down the toilet with so much money that she's getting, Mary Barrow, the CEO of General Motors, $29 million a year right now at this point. Quadriflush. That was a carburetor that a lot of you probably had and don't have anymore, unless you have an old antique vintage vehicle. And if you do, you're probably having a hard time trying to find someone that can work on it. Yep. But let's get right to that brand new patent. Ford files a patent for a 360-degree roof-mounted zone lighting system, folks. Here lately, in the last year, I've been talking about new patents only from one company, Ford. Ford just keeps filing more and more patents. So congratulations to all of the workers there. Forget the three letters, UAW, right now. I want to congratulate all you Ford workers for thinking out of the box, thinking about new things, and getting a patent on it, letting the company Ford, the manufacturer, putting a patent on it to bring it to us. Creature features I love. So, what's all this about? Yep, Ford Motor Company recently filed a patent for an upgraded version of its zone lighting system that would be relocated all over the exterior lights to the vehicle's roof. Exterior lights, folks, on the roof. Now, zone lighting. Ford's zone lighting system allows drivers, you and me, to eliminate their vehicle's exterior lights through the Ford Pass mobile app. Yep. Owners of the Ford pickup can pick and choose which lights they can turn on and off. And once they leave off or stay on, can also run down the battery. So there's a lot more to this patent than just lights. But they recently filed this patent to the USPTO office. That is the United States Patent and Trademark Office, for a different take on the same lighting system that they already have in their cars. Exterior lighting. Without, as you know, lights on the outside of your cars, you can't see to drive at night. And I know a lot of you have been doing the, lowering them, putting the lowriders in there and flashing the lights, and the wheel wells are all lit up when you're going to these car shows. That's great. Ford's kind of watching you, and they're doing it. This new take would have the lighting elements. It would be sandwiched between the roof panels and the tops of the doors, windshield, and rear window. Result would be a 360-degree ring of lights along the perimeter of the vehicle's roof. Only if they get the patent. Now, this could potentially meet requirements for a daytime running lamps, believe it or not. That's why Ford's doing it. So, lighting up your roof in the daytime does what? I can see you. There you are. Yep. Ford also mentioned that the possibility of having these lights being illuminated with varying levels of brightness in self-driving vehicles, too, would wake all of us up to, that's kind of like, I call it the DNA. They have lights on a self-driving car on the roof area, and you and I will see that and say, hey, look, it's a self-driving car because it's blue lights. So that'd be kind of interesting to know that we know there's no driver in that car because of the blue lights. Or it could be red or green, whatever they decide, if they get the patent. And, of course, self-driving cars are pretty much, you know, the Chevy Cruze is one that, you know, has been in the news before. So, lights. Now we have horns. We have horns honking. That means let's do it. My customer care expert, who cares? Willie says, let's get into the email bag. Thank you. Let's do it. Climb in there and see if I can find one. It's not wrinkled. There's one. I got them all wrinkled. Sorry about that. He's cussing me right now. Let's see this one. Again, folks, I can definitely would love to read your email because a lot of you out there have the same problem or challenge that emails have. The people that are emailing me with a problem or a concern or a question or that a boy or whatever it might be. Please do. Absolutely. And if you do not want me to read yours live on the air, I will not. Uh-oh. Well, the first three words I love says, awesome show, Mark. Thank you. Angie in Texas. We'll be right back with Angie from Texas, her email. I'm Mark Evans. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
There's that Ugahorn for email. Got that email here. I reached into the bag, got, and yes, thank you, Axel and Alex, for the Ugahorn for the shout out. telling us that we do need to get to the email. Got Angie in Texas here. She emails us, emails me and says, awesome show, Mark. Thank you, Angie. Appreciate that. Tuning in here in Corpus Christi, Texas with a headlight question. Driving a 2007 Ford Focus with horrible fogged up headlights. Wondering if I can replace the outside lens of the headlights rather than spending the money for the whole housing. Thank you, sir. Angie in Texas. Awesome. Angie, great question. I have never got that question live on the air. I get it live in the Greasy Garage studio here, but yeah, that's perfect. Let's do it. Let's do a shout-out, though, first to our auto, our AW Auto World affiliate. And that is KEYS Keys, AM 1440, FM 98.7, right there in Portland and Alice in Corpus Christi, Texas. News Talk 1440, all 3 hours of Auto World. Thank you. Appreciate it. And thank you, Angie, for bringing me down into the Texas area, Corpus Christi. Absolutely. And that's a great question. And when I say that, that is that don't be bashful, folks, when you're right there in your Auto World. Don't think for one second that the question could be, you know, stupid or whatever you want to call it. It's not. You need to know these things. This is how we all learn. Angie, now, here's what I want you to do. Yes, you can do new lenses on those headlights, folks. You do not have to buy the whole entire housing. You can put new lenses in, and here's how to do it. I've just got done doing a BMW here the other day. You know, you have to take the whole entire headlight housing out. But overall, we've talked about it here on Auto World about buying the kit. You know, we call it cataracts in those headlights, because cataracts, of course, as you folks know, you can't see. And so you have to go in and they cut the cataract out of your eyeball and you can see again. Same thing with the headlights, the eyeballs for your head, for your car and your truck. The plastic, the sun oxidizes it, and then, of course, it fades it, and it gets all foggy, like Angie says here, and you don't have any headlights anymore, meaning the headlights are on, but you can't see. So we buy the kit, right, and it's got the buffer in there. You got the cordless drill, you got the buffer, the sandpaper, the special compound, the chemicals and all that to sand and grind and plastic and all that. Yeah, that might be the easiest Band-Aid you can get to Band-Aid this circumstance, but truthfully, and that's pretty spendy when you buy the kit. I've given a few of those away here on Auto World. Meguiar's has one, Mother's has one. There's quite a few of those kits out there. But again, you have to be careful, because when you've got that sander or that buffer wheel on that cordless drill, you could actually buff that plastic and get it too hot and melt it. And next thing you know, you got a bad looking headlight housing there. So to get back to Angie's question, yes, you can just replace the lenses. Get on the internet. For example, I know the 2007 Ford Focuses, the Ford Focuses in general. You ready for this? You can buy those lenses, those clear brand new lenses on the internet, Angie, for that car for like $20 for both. That's $10 each. Yeah, the buffing kit costs you more than $20. So here's how to do it, folks. So if you're wondering if your car, if you can get the lenses only for your, you know, your car and replace just the lenses that's in that that's on the headlight housing, you can. Here's how to do it. Angie, you take the headlight housings out. They're pretty simple to do. Just 10 millimeter heads on those screws or those bolts, and you just unscrew it and you pull it out, unplug the electrical, of course. And then you need a heat gun, though. You need a heat gun that plugs into 110, you know, the heat gun. Kind of like a, don't, Angie, try doing it with your blow dryer that you use for your hair. That will not get hot enough. But what you want to do is take the housing out, lay it on the bench, take the heat gun and just kind of go around and heat it up just a little bit, all the way around where the lens is sliding. It's a male-female tongue and groove system. You just go around the edge with that heat gun, just light, slightly, top first, get a little warm. Get you a little flat-bladed screwdriver, and you just kind of pry it loose. That heat gets the glue so it's loose. It gets it warm. It literally gets it warm enough that you can just... It's a glue that's like a rubber. Rubber goo. You get it warm, you just pull that lens off a little bit. Then you turn the headlight housing over, Angie, and you warm up that other side, and you pull it, and you just keep doing that until that lens just comes right out. That outside lens comes right off. And then you literally, you can buy, right where you buy those $20 lenses, you can buy also the waterproof goo, I call it, the waterproof goo tube, that you're going to get the new lenses in, you're going to get the glue, the goo at the same time, you're going to put that goo around that tongue and groove, the female side that's in the housing, and then you're going to push that lens right back into that slot. And you can use a heat gun to warm it up a little bit. That way it goes right back in. Most of these are just snapped. They have plastic tabs that go on, and it just the tab then clicks into the other sections on the headlight housing. That's how easy it is. Real simple. So I recommend you doing it that way. You'll spend a whole $30, $20 for the lenses, $10 for the tube of goo. You're done and over with. And I mean, you take, for example, I mean, a BMW, you know, they're saying to me, hey, I got to buy, will you go ahead and just buy the new headlight housings for me? Sure, I did that. Uh-huh, not. I spent $85 for the BMW for both sides. What's that, $40-some dollars a piece? That's it. Put the lenses in there, called them, said, your car's down there going, oh, how much we owe you, $1,000? Not. That's how we make friends. So you can do it too, Angie. Thanks for emailing me and asking that great question. That helped a lot of people right now. And again, most of your automotive repair shops, the independents, will do that for you. I do not know if the dealers do that, but the independents will probably do that. We call that on the side. See, again, you're really not getting greasy. Just playing with the hot glue gun and probably doing their hair at the same time. Thanks, Angie. Send me back an email address there that I can send you a physical address. I can send you a little gift bag, and we'll get you a little gift bag out. Get you some detail. Make that little car looking good on the inside and the outside. My address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Thanks, Angie. Appreciate it. From Corpus Christi, Texas, listening to us on KEYS AM 1440 and also FM 98.7. Appreciate that. Well, you know, there's a bit of a lot of talk about, what brand of car you should buy. EVs, gas, diesel. Well, I've talked about hydrogen and propane and all. But it is time now to celebrate an automobile that we bought way, way back when, 40 years ago. Yes, the 3Ms. 40 years of minivan memories and milestones right here on Auto World. Well, it started way back when. The original minivan at Plymouth Voyager rolled off the line in Windsor Assembly Plant on November 2nd back in 1983. It was a 1984 model, folks. The first of more than 15 million Stellantis minivans sold to date. 15 million minivans in 40 years. I own one. I actually own two. We're going to come back, give you a little more history of the minivan, memories and milestones. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. President Biden is set to host Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House Thursday. The meeting comes as the administration is pushing for more of your tax dollars to head to Ukraine as the nation continues to fight against Russia. Nearly 13,000 auto workers are continuing their strike, demanding better pay and benefits from three factories, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna from California joins Fox News Sunday and reacts to critics who claim President Biden is mishandling the situation.
The workers are in the right. The big three auto companies are not. Gene Sperling on the president's team is siding with the workers. I believe the question is, are you going to side with the workers to get higher wages? Or are you going to side with the big three auto companies? And the president is clearly on the side of the workers.
Tim Berg, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you here with me riding down the road, Auto World Road, and sitting shotgun with me every week. Appreciate it. Auto World, America's automobile enthusiast show. Thank you. Appreciate you being here. Got a little trivia before we go back to the 40 years of the 3Ms. How often did Ford recommend cleaning the spark plugs on a Model T? I said it, cleaning, not replacing. Most of you out there probably never have even thought about your spark plug replacements, replacing your spark plugs, the word replacement. No, because the manufacturer says you don't need to, but every 100,000 miles. A little reminder before I get back to the answer of that trivia question, how often did Ford recommend cleaning the spark plugs on a Model T? One thing about it, maintenance, preventive maintenance, you need to do an A check. Excuse me. You need to do an A check and a B check, folks. Of course, as you know, the B check would be more severe, more in depth, more things being checked than just a service that's basically a lube oil filter. So if you have 100,000 miles on your automobile or more, replace your spark plugs. They don't last forever. How often did Ford recommend cleaning the spark plugs on a Model T? Every 200 miles. Now that right there, my friends, is evidence of carbon buildup. Yep, the byproduct of gasoline burning is carbon. And if the Model T, of course, as you know, the gasoline back then had no ethanol in it. It was solid, pure petroleum. Like I have to mix a whole bunch of stuff together to get 1 gallon of real petroleum to put in my 1916 Chevrolet so it'll actually run correctly. But it does have a lot of carbon buildup. Oh, good question. The sixth row in the Auto World Plaza, he says, hey, you putting fuel and cleaner stuff in your fuel on that 16? No, I am not. Can't do that to the metal on my 1916 Chevrolet. It's not the same style of metal that we have today. Now, let's get back to the 3Ms. 40 years of the minivan, the memories, and the milestones. Oh, the original minivan. Yes, the Plymouth Voyager. It rolled off that line in Windsor and in the Windsor Assembly Plant November 2nd, 1983, as a 1984 model. 15 million Stellantis minivans have been sold to date. The very first company to introduce the minivan, and those six generations of the vehicle have been out there now and with us. Stellantis has, well, they've initiated in the minivan 117 minivan firsts. Spearheading, folks, the technologies and features that push the segment into the future to make your life easier for all of us. Creature features, and for kids, too. Chrysler minivans. I've talked about them before, but the 100,000th Chrysler Pacifica plug-in hybrids here. They've sold 100,000 of them. Still the first and the only plug-in hybrid in the segment, the Pacifica plug-in hybrid. You've got to go check it out. Congratulations, Stellantis, and all the UAW workers for building it for 40 years, those mini vans. They're still hot. They're still working. I love the powered doors on both sides. I remember when they didn't have the powered doors. I owned two of them. I had a Dodge Caravan and a Plymouth Voyager. As the family grew, the Grand Caravan, the Grand Voyager, it got longer and better. Or did it? Yes, it did. 40 years. Congratulations. Let's give him a hand. The 3Ms. Absolutely. But one car that kind of went bye-bye, you might still have one. That would be kind of interesting. But what happened in this month that went vertical? It was the Chevrolet Vega. It goes vertical. Oh, yes. It was back September 10th when that car was sold. Started its life September 10th, 1970. The Chevrolet Vega goes on sale. The dealerships everywhere, Chevrolet dealerships, that is, selling the 1971 Chevrolet Vega. The subcompact commuter ride, which won Motor Trend's Car of the Year award for 1971, was developed under the chief engineer, Ed Cole. Yep, the introduction of the Chevrolet Vega back in 1970. Well, what happened? The Chevrolet Vega came as a coupe, notchback, wagon, and a panel wagon. Originally, though, it all had a four-banger under the hood, four-cylinder. Yep. Very much more interesting Vega. Factoids is that the Chevrolet design is it to be shipped vertically. It was shipped vertically in train cars. See, General Motors figured it out. General Motors could ship 30 ready-to-drive Vegas per train car. I said ready-to-drive. 30 of them per train car, compared to 18 if shipped horizontally on a truck. Now, let me ask you. This is one thing that I've never really talked about, but wait a minute. General Motors, you put 30 of them on a train car ready to drive? Well, gasoline in the tank and oil in the engine? You pointed them downwards. Uh-oh. That's right. The grill, the headlights, were pointing to the ground, Now, if you've got oil in the engine, where's that oil going, folks? Could that be one of the reasons why that aluminum block never lasted? I don't know. I bet they had oil leaks, though. Now, back in 1975, though, General Motors introduced the Cosworth Vega, a limited production performance package. Chevrolet developed an aluminum 122 cubic inch four-cylinder engine for that car. It featured that those four letters, DOHC, dual overhead camshaft cylinder head design by British company Cosworth Engineering, giving this car its name. Now, only 3,508 Cosworth Vegas left the factory, all received a price tag nearly double that of a base Vega. For an additional $900, you, the buyer, could bring home a 1975 Chevrolet Corvette. Vega production ended during 1977 with production hitting a final number of 2,010,000 Chevrolet Vegas. There's a few Cosworths still out there. Do you have one? Love to see a photo of it. Would love to put your Chevrolet Vega, even if it's not a Cosworth or not, on our website at autoworldmedia.com. Listeners' Rides, that's what we're going to call. Listeners' Rides is going to be on our autoworldmedia.com website. Would love to share your Cosworth, your Vega, even your Gremlin. Yeah, that Gremlin. You might even have a Gremlin. If you have a photo of the first car you took and you do not own it anymore, I will accept that. You can take a photo of a photo and we'll put it up on the website to share and give us a little bit of a story. I bought this Chevrolet Cosworth Vega Mark for $1,500. It had an oil leak, yes. Just give us a little story, a little background of what it is and why you got it and where it went. How much did you sell it for? Lots of it. Oh, yeah. Vertical with oil leaking in the front of the engine. Ah! We'll be right back. From a non-leaking studio, even though it's Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Shifter, and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob.
Gear shifting. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. How many of you have an automatic Allison transmission in your ride today? It's a 10-speed automatic transmission, or an, even an 8-speed. You don't even know what brand of transmission you have, do you? Because it's underneath the floorboard, underneath the carpet. The padding and then the metal. Does it matter? It could. As long as it's working, let's keep riding and driving and having some fun. What does the AC in AC spark plug stand for? How many out there, raise your hand, either arm, right or left, wave it to me. How many of you buy AC spark plugs for your ride when you decide to have your shop, or the dealer, or even you, when you decide to do it yourself? Do you ask for a certain brand of spark plugs when they take it in and bring it in and do a tune-up for you? You should. What does the AC and AC spark plug stand for? Albert Champion. Yes, the man who founded Champion Spark Plugs. After his investors took over Champion, folks, he joined forces with Buick, which later merged, as you know, into General Motors. www.acdelco.com. Just a little trivia for us. Now let's go to the other brand that, in fact, they've got a recall. I know I teased you earlier, so you'd have enough time to get a piece of paper and pen and pencil out, whatever kind of writing stick you'd like to write with. If you have a Ford, listen up, a Ford F-150 pickup truck. That's right. Recalls, Ford recalls 870,701 F-150 trucks, folks, for unattended braking. What? Yes, they announced it here this last week. Here's the years. Ford announced a recall of the 2021, 2022, and the 2023 Ford F-150 pickup trucks for an unexpected engagement of the electronic parking brake while driving. This was just last week that, in fact, the NHTSA disclosed it. The recall affects 870,701 trucks at this time. Now, How do you know if it's yours? I've always talked about VIN numbers. Get the VIN number, call your dealer and all that. Let's stop right there. Here's how you tell the recall of this truck. 870,000 of them, 701 right now, with a single exhaust system. Single exhaust system. See, they redesigned it in 2021, and that's when this recall starts. 2021 all the way through 2023. Now, most of the generations of the F-150 models have a single exhaust system from the factory, with dual pipes limited to a special appearance package and a performance model such as the Raptor. Now, this issue arises from bad wiring on the electric brake, parking brake, the electric parking brake. Over time, the rear axle wiring harness bundle can rub against the rear axle housing, folks, causing the tape and the insulation to degrade and expose the wiring. If this happens, the electric parking brake can be activated while driving, causing you apparent loss of power, as you know, the brakes are on, as well as an unintended braking event, which, that's not good. Now, here's a little tip. Ford says that, in fact, the driver, you, the drivers of these trucks, may be alerted to the problem via a parking brake warning light and a message in the instrument panel. Now, Ford has acknowledged 918 warning claims in North America with 299 instances of this unattended activation and 19 assistance of this parking brake coming and working assistance. What? Yes, that means that somebody's assisted the parking brake to go on. Don't do that. They're stating that when the light or the activation is across the instrument cluster says your parking brake's on, you don't do this. You're going over and hitting the brake and trying to deactivate, and that causes the brake to go on even more. Now, we're a little late here in Auto World. Sorry, I am, but you, the owner of these trucks, are going to be notified by mail September 15th. That was, of course, 2 days ago. So, hopefully you got the letter in the mail. Please get into your dealers. They can be the F-150 Ford trucks can be inspected by the Ford or the Lincoln Service Center at no cost. The wiring harness will have to be replaced in the rear at no cost, okay, period. They will fix it. Now, again, that wiring harness is just not a little thing there. It's a pretty good-sized little thing to have replaced. So be patient if they don't have the wiring harness in stock, because Ford probably needs to make extras, and that is extras. They're building the trucks, and they're still building trucks, and they need wiring harness for the new trucks. They don't expect these recalls to happen, so they're building building another 870,701 wiring harnesses for the rear of the 2021, 2022, and the 2023 Ford F-150 pickup trucks. Be patient. I know your brakes could come on. That's why I'm talking about it live here today on Auto World. So be careful out there, all right? 10 and 2. What I'm saying is don't sit back in that nice Ford F-150 seat, relax so much that, in fact, you really think that your brakes will never come on. And they will, so be careful out there. But with that, let me give you 5 things before this end of this hour, the garage door starts to come down. I'm going to give you 5 things that you need to know about the refreshed 2024 Ford F-150 in a positive sense. 5 things. 1, the 2024 Ford F-150, though, it got a facelift, folks. The front is a completely different look. Now, good or bad, they have a new look. They're changing the look up on you. It's not as bold as they state. Number 2 on the number 5 list here, 5 things. The outward swinging Pro XS tailgate. That's where outward swinging. No more swinging down. They actually have it in the center where you open it up and it swings out like your front door on your house. Number 3. That's kind of a good feature. Dodge had that. Ram. It's also going to be the 2024 Ford F-150 is going to be available in a hybrid. That's right. A hybrid. So stay tuned for that. That is number 3 on the list. Let's go to number 4. Pro Trailer Assist. It backs up to your trailer ball automatically. No more dents in your tailgate, guys, gals, everyone. That's number four. Now, number five on the list is they definitely have improved the digital experiences. So, in the dash, on the big screen, creature features, all the improved digital experiences. The screen's bigger. They've improved the GPS. I could go on forever. We're running out of time. We are. Anyway, that's five things on the brand new 2024 Ford F-150. Or should I say, the refreshed 2024 Ford F-150. That's a lot of tutus in there. Lots. Stay tuned. We're going to be next week. Oh, got a little surprise for you. So stay tuned there. And again, autoworldmedia.com. You can go there at any time. Please do. And you can go back, look at our podcast, and see what's going on at that time, that hour, that day, that week. Every week is different. Literally, at every hour is different. Thanks for bringing your life into Auto World's Plaza with me every week. I appreciate you spending the time with me, absolutely. And I can spend time with you throughout the week, absolutely. And a way to do that, if you have any questions or challenges you've dealt with in your auto world, like what kind of automobile should I get my teenager, I can help you. 47 plus years. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Don't forget, phone number here, and again, the phone number is 855-660-4261. You can go right into autoworldmedia.com, and you have a section there at the bottom. You can email me through there, too, if you would. I appreciate it.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Well, this week I'm going to leave you this word, want. Want. Do you work to want, or do you want to work? We all want. That's life. But when that word wants to get out of hand, don't forget, live life. Want more life. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Drive safe and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.